Hello, I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. Today, Governor Wolf introduced a budget proposal for fiscal year 2016-2017 that calls for billions of dollars in new government spending and taxes, including a nearly $2 billion increase in the personal income tax. I have deep concerns with the governor's insistence on broad-based tax increases, but I do share the governor's desire to address the state's structural deficit and strengthen our bond ratings. However, I fundamentally disagree that we can only solve these problems with massive increases in state spending and hiking income taxes on hardworking Pennsylvania families and small businesses. Taxpayers expect lawmakers to squeeze every ounce of efficiency out of state government and pass common sense measures to generate revenue without burdening the taxpayer. A perfect example would be getting the state out of the liquor business by privatizing our state-run stores. This could generate hundreds of millions of dollars immediately and tens of millions each year in sales lost to bordering states. Let's not forget that the governor's budget address for next year comes as the state is grappling with an incomplete budget for this year, a problem that he created. We passed a budget last June that the governor vetoed completely. We passed an emergency funding budget in September, which he also vetoed. We then sent the governor another budget in December that funded the core functions of government without the billions of dollars in new spending and taxes that he wanted. He took his pen and cut funding for critical care hospitals, vital health care services, agriculture, the Department of Corrections, and our schools. His $3.1 billion cut to education sets the stage for yet another hostage situation later on this year that could endanger the well-being of our children. That's why I believe we must identify the root causes of the problems that have caused Pennsylvania to be in this situation. To start, the bond rating agencies that Governor Wolf referenced in his speech have continually listed our pension crisis as the major reason for Pennsylvania's poor rankings. This is one of the reasons why I've continually fought for meaningful public employee pension reforms. Not only have our pension liabilities negatively affected our bond ratings, they are also the number one cause of rising school property taxes. Reforming our public employee pension systems will prevent taxpayers from shouldering enormous new financial burdens. It is the height of fiscal irresponsibility to suggest increasing state spending by billions of dollars and asking for more money from the pockets of our citizens without taking any action to correct this problem and reduce our spending. It is also deeply disappointing and frustrating that Governor Wolf continues to push for a natural gas extraction tax at a time when it makes the least economic sense to even consider such a proposal. I have personally seen the thousands of jobs lost in my district as natural gas companies have been forced to lay off workers due to low gas prices and policies that inhibit progress. Other states in the Marcellus Shale region are already exploring options to roll back extraction taxes in order to keep the industry afloat during a time of extremely low commodity prices. Enacting a new tax on top of the hundreds of millions of dollars the industry already pays in taxes and impact fees puts this great job provider on the fast track out of Pennsylvania. What Pennsylvania families and taxpayers deserve is for the governor to sign a budget that funds essential services, promotes government efficiency, and supports business and job growth. Governor Wolf's budget falls short of meeting these criteria. I can only hope that he is willing to work with both parties to find a solution that moves Pennsylvania forward. Thank you for listening.